Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Dynasty After Dark. I'm your host, Calvin Timms, back with my co-host and one of my best friends, Dale. How's it going, Dale?
Hey, it is going great this Monday night.
Yeah, we just got to watch all the championship games last night. Officiating was garbage, but it is what it is.
Utterly.
We'll see how it goes in the NFC or the Super Bowl now. But
yes.
That said, you can follow me over on Twitter at @TDC_Calvin, Dale on Twitter at @Dynasty_Dale. Any questions you have this offseason, we're going to be here all offseason, going to be pumping out the content. Please make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to the video wherever you're listening to it. It just helps out with the algorithm and everything. We're trying to be pretty consistent, you know, 4 podcasts a week the entire offseason, just to make sure that we're giving good content, good quality content the entire offseason. I'm not leaving any stones unturned, but that said, rookies are the biggest priority right now. And if you're listening to this, we just got done yesterday with our round 1 of the Superflex. And again, understand these are early rankings. These are not where I actually expect these players to go in your rookie drafts. But that said, all these picks, the biggest question is, what is their actual trade value? You know, where do these guys kind of come in? And you hear, oh, trade this guy you hear all this talk in the offseason of, oh, yeah, I trade that guy for a first. Oh, yeah, get a second for that guy. But I really want to talk through with Dale today. We're going to put a line on some of these guys, where we think some of the existing players are worth, you know, for an unknown first round pick. And I've got down here at the bottom of the screen, you can see the first 2 rounds. So if you're watching, go look tomorrow and you'll see our round 2 rankings there. You'll hear our explanation for all that. Spoiler, we're recording this a little bit after round 2, but a little bit of a behind the scenes there. But we're going to talk through just the first round here and give our thoughts on existing players. So that said, anything else, Dale, before we jump into it?
Nope, I am ready to deep dive in this.
All right, so we're going to start with the 101. And, you know, we're going to go through some of these existing guys. Some of them, and this is all from a Superflex mindset as well. So you're not necessarily going to be able to get some of these players for one first. We're going to try and skip over some of those guys. You know, the top 5, 6, maybe even quarterbacks. You know, Lamar Jackson is probably where we can start. And I'm just kind of using a generic rankings. These are not my rankings, but this is just community rankings on these quarterbacks and Superflex. So pardon me if they're different from yours, but Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow. I'm pretty sure none of those guys you're going to get for a single first. I mean, the 101 and maybe like, it'd probably take a mid first, you know, just to get those top guys in a super flex. That's just how good they kind of are. It's just the price you got to pay for them. So Lamar Jackson is actually the first one, and Trevor Lawrence. I feel like Justin Fields, these 3 guys, 101, would you rather have the 101 or these 3 guys? Are we like Lamar Jackson? Is he still worth more than one first? That's where it's getting kind of close. You know, there's a lot of ifs around Lamar Jackson. What are your thoughts on him?
I agree with that. I still think he has a really high rushing upside, and he's still going to if he plays. So, you know, I really expect him to be playing for a couple more years. I would hope so, but it's hasn't trended very well the past couple years, which
now,
makes it
I guess we'll go with it this way. Yeah. So personally, I think that Lamar, Lawrence, and Fields, I would rather have all of them than Bijan Robinson or the 101.
Yes.
So I still kind of put them in the upper tier.
Yeah.
Kyler is getting closer. Watson, is that where we kind of see the break line, I guess? You know, you know, based on the first round rankings, CJ Stroud or Deshaun Watson, I think I still would rather have Deshaun Watson. It's getting very close. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not using my rankings, you could put in Bryce Young, whoever you want, Anthony Richardson. I think that's where I would finally break and take the 101 over Dak. Not that Dak's not good. I just don't trust this offense. They just got rid of Kellen Moore last night. Mike McCarthy is the lead candidate to be calling plays this offseason. And I just don't really trust Dak Prescott long term necessarily.
I agree.
That's where it gets close. Now, you're talking a high first still for Prescott here. You know, top three pick. If I'm not getting Stroud or Richardson, I don't want to trade. I'd rather have Dak Prescott. Like, I don't want Bijan Robinson over Dak in a super flex. Mm-hmm. You know, JSN, as much as I agree with him. Jahmyr Gibbs. Are you kind of in the same boat there?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay. Now, next guy, you are a little bit more of a homer here. Tua. What about Tua? Is Tua worth, where are we putting his value? CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson, or Tua? Bryce Young.
I think I would rather have Stroud or Anthony Richardson at that point. Cause
what about Bryce?
I probably be edging on Bryce.
Okay. So again, these rankings that we have, these are not how I expect them to go. I expect Bryce Young to be like the number one or number two overall pick in rookie drafts. Yeah. That's just kind of giving you a framework, right? So if we're saying the 101 for Tua, that's going to be kind of who you're giving up there, anticipated.
Yeah.
But we're saying we'd rather have Stroud and Anthony Richardson, which is the three or the four pick, than Tua. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you can get Tua for the six, that's probably valuable, right? So,
yes, absolutely.
I'm just a little nervous about Tua long-term. The concussion thing does definitely make you very nervous. Yes. Like, once you start getting with the brain, you know, there's like the next guy, Trey Lance, right? He broke his leg. It's kind of a freak injury, right? But the brain, you know, when the leg is fully healthy, it's fully healthy. It's not going to break again on you because it's fully recovered. You never know if your brain's fully recovered at that point. So I'd probably rather have a top four pick than Tua. That's kind of where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. Right in that middle of the round, probably 105 to 107 ish is where I'd give up for Tua if I could. If you're getting later than that, keep Tua. I think he's more valuable to just take the risk on him health wise at that point.
I agree.
All right.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, I agree on that. You know, I think he would be fine in that mid spot, but because that's in rookie drafts where it gets a little bit more iffy compared to, you know, the top of the draft where you kind of know you have your studs.
All right. So basically, if you're listening for the quarterbacks, until you get down to Prescott, high first round pick for Prescott. Other than that, you're probably just keeping your first round picks for, you know, keeping your quarterbacks, at least not giving them up for a first round pick. If you have Prescott and you can get a top pick in this draft, I would do that. Same with Tua. Mm-hmm. If you're moving Tua, at least the seven or better. Next guy is another interesting guy, Trey Lance. What are we thinking about Trey Lance? So, you know, the Purdy experiment got off to a very rocky start last night in the championship game, was not able to do it. I honestly think that they would have had a chance if Purdy hadn't gotten injured on the second play of the game for him. Oh, it was brutal, man. And did you see the news reports? It's 6 months. He's got his UCL. Tendon or whatever.
Goodness. It is not good, and it's looking more and more like Tom Brady's gonna be the guy.
So let's assume like we've been all offseason that Trey Lance is gonna get traded here, you know, unknown destination, Houston, Indy, Carolina, somewhere like that. Trey Lance, what is he worth in terms of a first? Is he still worth a first?
I would say yes.
Yep. Yes. Okay, so where are you feeling in the first round here?
I would feel comfortable probably like seven, like probably after seven, like probably like eight to the end of the first round. I would be more than comfortable with, you know, trading for him, trading him, I would probably want like the five or six because he has that boom potential and he has that rushing upside that we wanted to see this year.
Right. I would say if you can trade Trey Lance for Anthony Richardson If you're selling Trey Lance, you have to be at least getting Anthony Richardson in this draft.
Yes.
So, you know, 100%. I think that Richardson's going to be a top four pick. I could be wrong on that. It all kind of depends on draft capital. But like Will Levis, I'm not doing it for Will Levis. I'm not doing it for Bryce Young or even Hendon Hooker, as much as I love Hendon Hooker.
Right.
So Trey Lance, I'm saying you have to get Anthony Richardson. So wherever that kind of consensus starts to fall, I think that's going to be a top five pick, you know, right around four or five. Other than that, I'm probably keeping Trey Lance. He's 22 years old. I get it. He's raw still. We haven't seen a lot. But of the top 13 guys, the next youngest quarterback is going to be Trevor Lawrence at 23, Justin Fields at 23, and then 24 for Tua. Everyone else is getting up there in age. And it's just you gotta hold this guy and see what he can do. He's still the youngest quarterback in the NFL at 22 years old. That is crazy, right?
And he's going into his third year. And I think with that, in most of the rookie drafts that he went into, he went in, like, I think he got picked top three. So, you know, I think I mean, honestly, if I'm going to trade him, I would want a similar pick to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
I agree with you 100%.
So, I mean, I don't think you would, I'm not sure if you would necessarily get that for him right now for some people's viewpoint, because we're not sure where he's going to land, but I still think he would be someone to invest in, you know, in my opinion.
To me, this sounds like there's a massive buying opportunity for Trey Lance. So if you're saying you'd be willing to, you know, if you can get him for 8, 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in that range, jump all over that, because I don't think Anthony Richardson is there. I don't think Anthony Richardson's there. And I just think that he's way more valuable than Bryce Young. I think he's way more valuable than Hendon Hooker or Will Levis or some of these other guys. So, all right. So Trey Lance, that's where we're kind of feeling on him. Next guy, Aaron Rodgers. I don't even think I'd give up a first for Aaron Rodgers right now, to be honest with you.
No, I wouldn't now.
He could be retired by the time that this comes out. We have no idea. He could retire tonight. Who knows?
Right.
All right. So, maybe a second round. Maybe we get into him in the next one. Kirk Cousins, I think there's a little bit of disrespect. I'd probably give a late first for Kirk Cousins. You know, if you're really needing to get out on Kirk Cousins, the problem is he's 34 years old. He's not really that old, and he's been solid his entire, you know, career. So are you really upgrading if you're selling him for a late first? That's kind of the question in Superflex. That's
right.
That's if you're going to get Kirk Cousins, you know, if you're going to give up Kirk Cousins, the best you're probably going to get is a late first. And is it worth it at that point? That's the question.
I think I would rather have Kirk Cousins at that point.
So you're saying he'd probably be, again, Anthony Richardson. That's the only real upgrade, you know, Bryce Young or Kirk Cousins.
Honestly. I would probably still want Kirk Cousins because I know he has a solid floor. And, you know, I think Young is an interesting prospect, but I would rather have the offense Cousins has than the offense I know Bryce Young will have.
In Houston?
Yes, in all honesty.
Yeah, so that's the question. And again, we're expecting Young to be very, very high. So let's say, for example, CJ Stroud falls a little bit, or Anthony Richardson or one of these other guys. Let's assume that one of those guys are falling. That's just a massive buying opportunity. But even Hendon Hooker, I'd rather have Kirk Cousins. Just, and again, as much as I love Hendon Hooker, there's a lot of question marks still around him. I get that. So if I'm not getting one of those top two guys, I'm probably out and keeping Kirk Cousins. Same with this next guy, Russell Wilson. I get it. It was a down year. They're trying to make it better. Boy. His contract is locked up forever. Like, they're not going to be able to move on for him forever. So it feels gross. So you're probably just sticking with Russ. Like, this Russ is probably the best buy this entire offseason, in my opinion.
Absolutely. No, I completely agree with that. And I think how he played with I think how he played without Hackett is how he's probably going to play next year.
Yeah.
Honestly. So, you know, I mean, I would be buying him all over if you could.
All right. Next guy, Matt Stafford. We're getting towards the range where, you know, we're nearing the end of the first round guys at quarterback. We'll touch on some of the other positions briefly here. Matt Stafford, I still think that I'd probably rather have Bryce Young. I think this is the first one where I'd rather have You know, late first for Matt Stafford, just to get out from that. He's probably going to be better for fantasy than what you're going to get for him in the late first, but I think that it's close. This is an expiring asset, essentially. All the injuries have kind of just started to pile up on Stafford, and, you know, you feel for the guy, but the McVay retirement rumors are going to just continue for now until he pulls a Peyton.
Years on end. Yeah, right. I agree with that. I mean, if you can get a late first for Stafford, I would be more than happy with that.
All right. Next guy, Derek Carr. I'm not giving up a first for Derek Carr. Going to be traded.
Really?
No, dude. He's going to be traded. And he's had one season as a top 12 guy. Like, what's the upside on Derek Carr? He's going to a new team. The Raiders, like, he couldn't even be good with Josh McDaniels, who is an offensive-minded guy, like, with the best weapons of his career. It's just, Derek Carr's never going to be a thing. He's fetch, man. Stop trying to make fetch a thing. That's what...
I mean, with that, I would rather have Derek Carr than Matt Stafford, so I think
I would rather have Stafford. I think Stafford actually helps you win more. That's the difference. From a fantasy perspective, Stafford has a higher ceiling,
in
my opinion.
I mean, I think going off of Stafford's 2021 season, I would beg to differ a little bit because he was very inconsistent.
Yeah.
So I kind of expect that Stafford more the later years in his career than...
I got to live up to my... I got to be on brand, man. I hate Derek Carr,
I know.
So...
I know you do. Like, I wasn't sure if you hated him, but now
it's bad, man. It's really bad. I don't like him.
Yeah.
All right. Last two guys we'll mention here: Daniel Jones, Kenny Pickett. Either one of those guys worth a first. Daniel Jones is
Jones is interesting.
He's sneaky.
He's interesting. I think if he re-signs with the Giants,
right?
If he goes anywhere else, I am hands off.
It depends on the contract too. That's the one thing I want to see. If it's like the Mariota or the Trubisky contract, you know, 2 years kind of front, like, oh, it's a 4-year deal, 3-year deal, but it's all front loaded in the first like year. I'm probably not going to spend any capital on Daniel Jones. Kenny Pickett, absolutely. I'm not spending a first on him.
I don't want any Kenny Pickett. I think as long as he has Matt Canada there, I am not touching any Steeler. I don't want any of that offense.
All right. So, you know, Daniel Jones, maybe a late first.
Mm-hmm.
TBD. If you're trading for Daniel Jones, wait until after the contract. There's too much risk right now. Wait till after the contract. Kenny Pickett, I'm out. Last guy I did want to mention here, Jared Goff. Would you give up a late first for Jared Goff?
Yes.
Malik, yes. Will Levis or Jared Goff?
Jared Goff.
Yeah, well, I'm with you 100%. Bryce Young or Jared Goff?
Right now, Jared Goff. I think
so, too.
That gets a little tricky, though, because I think...
Dude, he's only 28 years old. He could be around for a long time. And he's been good, man. Like,
He was very good last year. But he was very good last year, and I can honestly see him being the quarterback of the future for the Lions, you know, on a team friendly deal, obviously. All right.
So that's quarterbacks. Let's switch over to running backs here. And again, the nice thing is in this draft, we have all of the positions in the first round, right? So we can kind of have a pretty clear delineation there. I think pretty much universally, if you can get the 101 for any of these guys to get Brees, you know, 101, 102, Bijan Robinson Brees Hall. Yes, rather have that. Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. I'd rather have Bijan, Kenneth Walker, Saquon, all these guys.
Yeah.
It's just there's the hype. I get it. And I don't love that I'm ranking him this high sight on scene, but the value that you can get for Bijan Robinson, you can just take him and flip him. Even if you don't believe in him to be higher than these guys, just take him and sell him. He's definitely, I'd rather have, these guys are not worth anything that high. So let's kind of go to the next guy, Jahmyr Gibbs, Breece Hall. Give me Breece, JT, Kenneth Walker.
Yeah.
Saquon, CMC, ETN. Who would you rather have, them or Jameer? That's where it gets close.
I mean, I would still rather have CMC. Like, I mean,
I would rather have all three of those. I think I'd rather have Barkley and McCaffrey. Yeah. I think Gibbs over ETN. ETN is just a little scary.
With his size,
mm-hmm.
his size and production that he had when he was the guy, mm-hmm. like he's too hit or miss.
Yeah. Liking. Yep. I'm with you. Yeah. Eckler, he's just getting older. Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
He's almost to that 27, 28 threshold. So I think I would rather have Gibbs.
Jacobs? What do you mean? He's only 24 right now.
He's only 24.
Yeah, dude, he's so young. That's why I've been so high on Josh Jacobs. He's only 24. This is his fifth year. He came out so early. He was 20 his first year.
He is only 24. My gosh, I thought he was much older.
Yeah, I know, right? It's crazy. So Josh Jacobs is sneaky interesting. I actually probably would rather have Josh Jacobs than Gibbs.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now that I know his age,
Swift or Gibbs?
That's where it gets tough.
I think I'd rather have Swift.
Yeah,
still, I think but it's close. It's very, very close.
Yeah, it's getting much closer. Yeah.
Yep. Nick Chubb, Joe Mixon. I'd rather have Gibbs over both those. Ramondre, Javonte, the injury. The injury sucks for Javonte. It really does.
Yeah.
He's only 22 though. So I mean, I probably still take Javonte over Gibbs, but
yeah,
it's a coin flip.
Worrisome.
If you want out on the injury.
Yeah.
If you want out on the Javonte Williams injury and you can get the 105 roughly, I'd probably do
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. Yes.
Probably do
yes,
it.
Yes, I would too. I would too.
Derrick Henry, Najee, I'd rather have Gibbs than all those guys, yep. Tony Pollard, yep. Dalvin Cook. Basically, if you can get a top, six pick for Breece Hall, Jonathan Taylor, I would definitely rather have these guys than the sixth pick, right? So it'd take more than that, and that's kind of the difference there. The problem is there's no running back that you're going to get one off other than Bijan Robinson, right? So all the rest of these guys I think are kind of off the table. You could look at across the position at JSN. I'd probably rather have most of these running backs than JSN sight on scene, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But it's getting closer. So, maybe those guys that we said, the Swifts, the Jacobs, if you're out on them, but I'd rather have if you can sell Joe Mixon for the top six pick, Nick Chubb, Austin Eckler, Travis Etienne.
With Mixon, Ramondre. I think he's an interesting one. I think Mixon would be interesting. I think he's of that group. He's probably the one I would sell, would get the least of that group.
I think so too. I think he's kind of overinflated, but he's been good. He's just not been, he had some big weeks this last year. So I could see.
He had one very big week and then the rest of his weeks were very mediocre.
All right. So then I guess, if we're saying, I'm just trying to keep track of this, ETN, you'd rather have Gibbs, but would you rather have Kendre Miller or ETN?
Probably ETN.
Okay, so that's putting...
Yeah.
That's close, man. I'd probably rather have Kendre.
It's close. It's
assuming
close.
Kendre goes to a good spot. That's kind of the stickler.
Yes, I think that's very close, though.
All right, so Eckler, I'd rather have Eckler than Miller. Eckler, if you're getting a top six pick, otherwise keep him.
Yes.
Nick Chubb. We kind of said sell out there. Swift, again, I'd rather have him. So he's a top six guy. Top five guy. Ramondre Stevenson or Kendre Miller? Dude, people are so high on Ramondre, and it's New England.
I cannot
trust it. And Bill O'Brien's coming back.
I also really like Stevenson, and I thought about getting him in a league, but
the problem is we saw what Pierre Strong could do in a game. Like yeah. we saw what Pierre Strong could do. And it's just, yes. it's New England, man. I can't get yes. on board with Ramondre for a first. Yes. I can't. Like if you can sell Ramondre yes. for a first, do it 100%. Cause
yes.
this guy is yes. guaranteed nothing. And his fumbling problem is going to get him it's kicked bad. Off this team, man.
And benched quickly. Yes.
Like he, yeah. it's happened already enough times. And I think Bill Belichick's starting to get tired of it. Javonte definitely would rather have Javonte than Kendre, mm. but you know, so yep. basically these remaining guys, the Travis Etienne mid first round pick.
Yeah.
Again, Jacobs top pick there. DeAndre Swift, top pick. Nick Chubb, mid first there.
Yeah,
Joe Mixon. Yep. If you can get a mid first for Joe Mixon, do it 100%. Top nine.
Do
pick.
It now.
Yeah. Yep. Ramondre, same thing. Yep. I don't think you'll be able to. Derrick Henry, Najee. I would sell all these guys for Ken. Well, Najee's tough, man. What? Real quick, let's talk on Najee. Is Najee worth more than Kendre Miller? If you're not getting Jahmyr Gibbs, are you keeping Najee? I would probably keep Najee.
Yeah, I think I would at that fixture. Yes,
like Najee was better than Gibbs on the same team. You know, were they on the same team? No, actually, I think Gibbs came in the year after Najee. The year Najee got drafted.
I think that's right. Yeah,
Kamara, Damian Pierce, any of these guys worth a first? J.K. Dobbins. This is where
J.K.
You know,
I think Dobbins would be worth.
I don't think he's worth the first right now. I think that's where he probably should be going. Like I'd rather have J.K. Yeah, Dobbins than yeah. Zach Charbonnet, but I don't think he's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, Derrick Henry. That's if you fair. Can get like, who would you rather have, Derrick Henry or Zach Charbonnet, dude? Basically, if you can get a first for Derrick Henry at this point, do it 100%. He's about to be 30.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would rather have Charbonnet or you know or. Or like somebody in that range. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So yeah, that's where it's kind of getting close. Again, Najee, definitely I'd rather have Najee than Kendre Miller than Zach Charbonnet. So, you know, if you're getting a top 5-6 pick for Najee, I'd probably consider it, but I don't know if people are offering that right now. What about Tony Pollard? That injury was brutal. Especially going into
really
the offseason, right?
That hurts him so much.
What was the exact injury? Do you remember?
So, I think he.
It wasn't an ACL, was it?
No, it was not an ACL.
Tony Pollard. I think I'd rather have Tony. Him and Kendre are probably about the same. So if you
similar, yeah, it was a high ankle sprain.
Okay, so yeah. he'll be fine for next year then. Yeah. Dalvin yeah. Cook, same thing. Like if I could get. A late first for those guys, I would probably sell out, especially on yeah. Dalvin for sure. Aaron Jones,
yeah, yeah.
JK, I don't think you're going to get a first for him, but I think he's worth that. I would hold on him right now.
Yes. I mean, definitely. I think he's definitely worth like a mid late first on JK.
Damian Pierce.
Personally, yeah. I'm out on Damian Pierce.
I'd rather have Damian Pierce than Zach Charbonnet. I'm not gonna lie to you. If you can, like, I'd rather.
I think I would rather have Charbonnet than.
Really, Pierce. Dude, he was so good though.
I don't care. I have seen it before.
Hater.
I don't care. I will be. I will be, and I want to be proven wrong because I want people to do good. But I see potential, but I don't see a future. I guess if that makes sense. Like
I think he's too good. He showed too much. The problem with Damian Pierce is he never got that much of a workload in college. I get it. I get that argument. He overexceeded what his highest carry count for Houston this year, performed pretty well until the very end. Give him an offseason to get healthy, to get stronger in the weight room, and I think he'll be just fine. I think he'll be just fine. We'll see. All right, wide receivers here. Let's go through a couple of these guys. I don't think you're getting, you know. Here's a question for you. Bijan Robinson or Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, A.J. Brown,
CD Lamb. I want all three of those. I want all four
I want all the, yeah, I want the wide receivers more. Yep, Jalen Waddle.
All of them. Even Waddle. Yep. Waddle,
Higgins. Waddle. I'd rather have Robinson. I think that's kind of where the drop off is.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, Robinson. Give me that. Tyreek's just getting older. He's so good though. He is so good.
I think that's closer for me because I know he's so good and he still has speed, man.
Dude, he's 28. How long is he going to be able to continue to do this? That's the question, right? He might be able to do this for another 3-4 years. Bijan is 21 years old. I'd rather just get the young running back at that point. You're trading down a little bit in terms of production, but I just want the longevity there. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Garrett Wilson. I'd rather have Robinson, I think, than both those guys.
Yeah, I would rather have Robinson. Yeah.
All right. So then what about, all the quarterbacks? Like CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, where's the tier break there where you'd rather have? So basically like the 101 to 103, where would it be? For me, it's probably T. Higgins,
Yeah.
I'd rather have the quarterbacks over T. I'd probably rather have CeeDee Lamb over the quarterbacks, Jalen Waddle over the quarterbacks, but T, that's where it kind of drops right there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, so go ahead.
So how about Diggs?
We can talk on him here in a second.
Okay.
I think he's probably worth, who would you rather have, JSN or Diggs?
JSN.
Quentin Johnston or Diggs?
I would rather have Diggs.
So Diggs is probably a mid first.
Yeah.
And I think that most of these guys here are probably mid first. Like Amon-Ra St. Brown, T. Higgins. Yeah. Who would you rather have, T. Higgins or JSN? T. Higgins. 100%.
Yeah.
I get the potential for JSN, but I'd probably still take JSN. If you can get a top five pick for Tyreek, I'm probably doing that. Just because again, longevity. I think that if you're contending and you think you have a good chance at the belt, just keep Tyreek because you're gonna be trading down in production for longevity.
I agree.
I think that's kind of the biggest thing to recognize there. Amon-Ra St. Brown or JSN. Give me, this might be controversial, but give me Amon-Ra, man. I like him so much.
That's fair.
Give me JSN over Garrett.
I think that's pretty close. I really like Garrett. I like Garrett Wilson. And if he gets Aaron Rodgers, I think his value explodes.
That would help. That would definitely help.
It's going to explode this offseason. So
I would still probably sell him, to be honest with you.
That's very fair. That's fair.
I saw a mock from Mel Kiper that had them taking JSN. What? Why?
Why?
Why? Anyway, not to derail us too much here. But yeah, I think that Garrett Wilson, he was pretty much a top five pick last year in the draft class because there's no quarterbacks at all in Superflex. So you kind of have to get that much back for him right now, even if it's not worth it. I'd rather have Wilson over Jahmyr Gibbs probably. But JSN, the question is, where does JSN actually fall in rookie drafts?
Yeah. Yes. I agree with that.
And that's the problem with this year's rookie wide receiver class. There's a big gap between JSN and Quentin Johnston. I'd rather have all the guys we mentioned over Quentin Johnston. And I like Quentin Johnston.
Yep, agreed. I agree. I'm the same way.
I'd rather have Diggs over him. I think Drake London versus Quentin Johnston is close. That's right in the range of where those players are. So, Drake London for a mid first. Devontae Adams, I'm selling out on him if I can. New quarterback. It's going to be a nightmare over there in Vegas, man. Are they going to do? Yeah. They're probably going to go get Jimmy Garoppolo, to be honest with you. It might be okay, but probably not.
I would rather have Derek Carr over Jimmy Garoppolo, but
I agree with that. And I hate Derek Carr. So, there's that. Debo Samuel, I'd rather have him over Quentin Johnson. People are so down on Debo right now. Olave, Metcalf. Metcalf's so crazy low right now. I'd rather have Metcalf over JSN.
I think
it's close.
I really like JSN's PPR value. I think he's going to be a PPR monster. It's close. Yeah.
And then Diggs, we already talked about him. So, you know, I guess who would you not give a first round pick for? Let's go down the list here. So Drake London, Cooper Kupp, Chris Godwin. I don't think most people would give a first for Chris Godwin. I think he's worth a first right now.
Yes. Yes. I agree with that.
Even if Tom moves on, I just think that they're going to do something.
Yes.
Whether it's Derek Carr, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, one of these vet guys, Michael Pittman. I'm not giving a first for Michael Pittman.
No, I'm not now. No.
Devonta Smith.
I'm out on. Yeah. I would give a first for Devonta Smith.
I would do. I think late first. Talking. Yeah. I'd much rather have Devonta Smith than Kayshon Boutte. I'd probably rather have Quentin Johnson just because of the upside.
Yeah. Yep.
Treylon Burks. I'd rather have Burks than Johnson.
Yeah.
It's close. That's a really close one. Really? I like Treylon Burks, man. I really like the talent of Treylon Burks.
I feel they're very similar players. So
I agree.
I think
they're different though. Like Quentin Johnson is just so fast. Like
fast.
He's big, but he's fast. Like Treylon Burks is more of a bully.
Just big.
Yeah, he's bully ball, right? Yeah. DJ Moore, Terry McLaurin, Hollywood. Jerry Judy is the one that is on this list. Like, man, this just shows you the depth of wide receiver. It is nuts. Like, we're in wide receiver, like, 26 is Jerry Judy, 27. And I'd rather have these guys than a first, like a late first in this year's draft class. Like, that's just, it's crazy how deep wide receiver is right now.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It's tough to really give you value on wide receivers because it's so deep. Like, if you're not getting a first for most of these guys and like probably a mid first up until around Chris Godwin, right? Cooper Kupp, Chris Godwin, Michael Pittman, I'm not giving a first, but Devonta Smith, all these guys are top nine picks, right? So if you're not getting that, it's probably not worth it. Like DJ Moore, I don't think you can sell him for less than a first, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'd probably buy in if it was like the 201, but that's where it's tough, right? The question mark of quarterback, but he is only 25. They got Frank Reich now. He's probably worth a late first. Terry McLaurin, same thing. Hollywood, same thing. Pickens, he was a early second last year, late first last year. Christian Watson, same thing. Jerry Jeudy, first round pick, late. Jerry Judy's an awesome buy right now. Jameson Williams,
absolutely
awesome buy right now. Brandon Ayuk, awesome buy right now.
I'm a little worried about Williams. I'm worried about Williamson's value. I think he's getting a lot of hype, overhype in my opinion.
If you can sell him, from what I've seen. So I would probably rather have Quentin Johnston than JMO right now.
Yeah.
And I was really high on JMO, but I don't want to sell out too quickly on him. I think it's close though. You know, I like Jameson Williams a lot and he was very high on my board last year. So I don't want to sell out too quickly on him. So I just want to hedge a little bit there, but you know, these younger guys here in the late 20s at wide receiver, like I'd probably rather have them than Quentin Johnston for the most part. It's close. It's very, very close, but I'd rather have all of them over Kayshon Boutte. That's just the strength of this wide receiver class. Jahan Dotson, that's probably where I'd rather have Boutte. You know, Mike Evans, Amari Cooper, Deontay Johnson. I'm just going for the longevity play there versus these guys. So that seems to be the line. Rashad Bateman is the last guy here to talk on. Do you think he's still worth a first? He should be.
He should be.
I don't think
he should
be,
but
I don't know if you can get it for him.
I don't think you get it.
He's probably an amazing buy as well.
Yes.
Because you got to think, the Ravens, they're probably getting Lamar back. Let's just be realistic. They're probably getting Lamar back. Yes. They got rid of Greg Roman. And Lamar's been complaining about, you know, being so run focused for years now. They're trying to make a pass game work for the team. Greg Roman just can't get it done. Yeah. So, depending on who they get, I could really see a big year for Rashad Bateman. And he was starting to show out before he got injured this year. So it's just unfortunate. So don't want to write him off too much there. I guess last thing here, a couple tight ends we'll talk on, you know, Hockenson, Kittle, all these guys, Mark Andrews, Kyle Pitts, Travis Kelce, you know, I'd rather have them, Bijan, or, you know, maybe the couple top quarterbacks versus these guys is where I draw the line. But other than that, you know, Michael Mayer, Jahmyr Gibbs, I'd rather have these guys than all of them. That's just kind of the value there. So top three pick for any of these tight ends for Andrews, Pitts, Hockenson, Kelce, I'd probably sell, you know. It's tough. He's getting older. He'll be 34 next season. He's still playing well. Still playing really well. But
I know.
You know, the end is coming. I'd rather be too early than too late on Kelce.
Yes, I agree.
Kittle, I'd rather have, you know, one of those top players. I still think Kittle's going to be very, very good. But it's getting closer.
Well,
Dallas
on that value, like, where do you because I recently traded for Kittle. I traded for Kittle and Swift in a league, and I traded JMO in a 24. It's probably going to be a late first. So, you know, I really think I got really good value, but
you got Kittle for JMO in a first?
No, I got Kittle Swift. I got Kittle and Swift. Yeah, I got JMO and first. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I mean, you know, a late first, it's close. Yeah. That's where it's close. But Kittle's only 29. He's been very good. Yeah. He started the season slow because of the injury, and then he was very, very good after that. Like, he finished half a point behind Mark Andrews this last year. Half a point. So, you know, Andrews was still kind of iffy as well, but Kittle's really good. He's really good.
Yeah.
Michael Mayer or Dallas Goedert, who would you rather have there? I think I'd rather have Goddard still.
I was about to say Mayer. I was going to say Mayer because I'm ready for the transition. Yeah.
Mid first for Goddard.
Yeah.
I'd probably still hold, you know, Goddard for that. I think that he's been very good when he's out there, especially this year. Freiermuth or Michael Mayer, I'd probably rather have Mayer.
Mayer, yeah.
I like Freiermuth, but he's tied to Pitt for too long.
Right. Well, and then with Freiermuth, like, he's had concussion problems. So, like, he's one that's had a lot of those.
Yeah. Darren Waller, give me Michael Mayer just for longevity there again. Same with Devontae Adams, just too much
uncertainty.
Yeah, uncertainty with Las Vegas. David Njoku, Dalton Schultz, give me Mayer over all these guys. So,
all day. Yes.
You know, I don't even think you can get a first for any of these guys, really.
No.
Would you rather have Zach Charbonnet or Darren Waller? You know, Kayshon Boutte or Darren Waller? It's kind of close there. Freiermuth, same thing, like a late first for him. I'd probably rather have them than the late first, but it's getting really close. David Njoku.
That's close. Yeah.
Can't stay healthy. Cole Kmet. What could have been, you know? There's still always the chance, but Trey McBride, Greg Dulcich, Evan Ingram. These guys aren't worth the first. So tight end, it's rough in the streets, man. Rough in the streets.
I think where it gets interesting, though, is if you're in a tight end premium, and that really...
That changes things way too much. These guys are all...
That does change a lot.
It changes it way too much. It gets too hard to value them because it's, you know... Yeah, that's where it gets really tough. But
it does.
All right, so that's kind of where we value the 2023 first-round picks. You know, whether you have one of those picks and you're looking to sell it, this is probably who you're going to be able to get. You know, kind of look at it that way. Or if you have some of these players and you're trying to sell them for draft picks, this is what you should be aiming for. And if you don't get those values on them, I'd probably just keep the player. So that's our thoughts there. We're going to be back with second rounders. Those are a little bit easier. Those are a lot more subjective as well. It seems like when it comes to rookie drafts, people care a lot less about second round picks. They're willing to blow those on known talent a lot more.
Yep.
So you might be able to get way better players for it. It really depends on people's preferences, right? If they're much more heavy in the draft side, people are way more willing to blow second round picks on known players, even if those known players are good, right? So we'll talk on some of these guys for seconds here. You'll see that after tomorrow. You can check out our rankings on the second round here that you got leaked a little bit early here. But now listen to the podcast tomorrow. Let us know your thoughts. Again, you can find us over on Twitter at TDC underscore Calvin, at Twitter at Dynasty underscore Dale. I cannot talk. I got mush mouth today, man. It's crazy. Any last thoughts before we get out of here?
Nope.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a good night.